Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with Michael Salzman. Michael, I need your website, please.
You know, people can go to minimumwage.com, which was pretty recently redesigned, so it's looking pretty cool and snazzy for info on the minimum wage stuff. And our firm website is bermanco.com.
Bermanco.com, minimumwage.com. And all your articles are in both places, like the paid sick leave is a fair cure. That one is available on Bermanco.
There's an excerpt available, but it was published, so you can read the full piece at WSJ at the WallStreetJournal.com on their opinion section.
It's outstanding. So Michael, would you agree with me with that when I advise people, folks, this is probably a short-term challenge, and we don't need to make long-term reactions and decisions to something that's probably going to be a short-term challenge. What do you think about that? Am I being too optimistic? Am I being too romantic, too naive, hopeful?
You know, I generally agree with that. Actually, I mean, I think that if you look at the steps that Congress is talking about, even if you look at what the Fed did, I think it's reactive to an economy where it feels like everything except this piece where people are being prevented from going out and buying the thing and shopping at the places and doing the things they wanted. You know, there's no sort of other underlying issue here that would, you know, create, like, let's say, some sort of 2 to 3 year extended downturn. I
mean, unless we talk ourselves into one. Quarter. Unless we talk ourselves into one,
right,
by overreacting. That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, I hear. Actually, Jim, here's a good example. I mean, like, so, you know, that we talked about the balance I think business owners need to get right as this shows up on their doorstep is, so, like, there's been a big focus here in D.C. on voluntary, doing this and that thing voluntary. And so there was one restaurant group that, like, made an announcement last night that made a lot of news where they said, we're not going to comply with any of this.
Yeah.
Any of this voluntary stuff, and basically telling the mayor where she could stick it.
Right.
And that to me is, those are maybe short-sighted decisions, I think, because it's the sort of thing that necessarily may require then an overreaction on the political side.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the thing that gets us into those bad situations you talked about. So I hope that we can kind of all keep our heads. And then if we can, I have to think that, you know, a couple bad quarters, but by the end of the year, we're pulling out of it.
Well, I think we could be a month away from the numbers dropping and this thing not getting much worse than it is now. And partially because we sequestered ourselves a little bit. I don't think there's any question that if we stay away from each other, we'll be less likely to spread. Heck, the flu will get better. We won't have as much flu cases if this happens. You know, maybe this is a good idea all the time. I don't know. But it's just that, you know, Americans don't like it when you tell us what to do. We got that First Amendment thing. You know what I mean? The freedom to assemble.
That libertarian streak.
Amendment thing we kind of hold dear. And so I just, you know what? You know this. You're a policy guy. Most of the problems that have been created in the last 100 years in America weren't natural or economic. They were policy mistakes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we could, you know, there's a really rich track record of unintended consequences of policy coming out of the states in Washington, D.C. In fact, we often talk about it when you and I meet. So,
like the minimum wage.
Yeah.
That's a poster child. That's a clinic on unintended consequences, isn't it?
Yeah. One thing I just want to make sure your listeners know, because they're going to read if they haven't yet about this sleep thing, because like I said, it's probably going to pass. President Trump has endorsed it. The one thing they should know is that it sunsets at the end of the year, and it's paid for basically 100% with a couple of exceptions out of a direct credit on your payroll taxes. So it's not a credit against tax liability at the end of the year.
Right.
It's on the payroll tax. So that may help some of them get through it.
Well, I hope so. Hey, Michael, good job today as always. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Hey, always good. Thanks for having me again.
Michael Salzman, ladies and gentlemen. BermanCo.com, minimumwage.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.